I went to Brahms Lane Elementary School in Baltimore, and I used to be really shy. I would never do anything like this. I was a very good student. In our school, we did not have a cafeteria. It was grades kindergarten through sixth grade, and our library was actually the Enoch Pratt bookmobile that came around every other week. I may have been shy, but I was very interested in practical jokes. And I'm sure my sister, who is 2 years younger than I am, who experienced a lot of my practical jokes, did not really appreciate it. But anyway, I was pretty innocent, very shy, a good student. But I, when the bookmobile came around, I got out books on art and jokes and practical jokes, and then I started trying all of them. So here I am in second grade, and I find this really cool practical joke. And it involved this. There was a bobby pin, which people used to use in those days, that you spread to make a V. You take a rubber band and a paper clip, and you roll the paper clip around and around, tighten it up, and you put it in paper, and then wrap the paper up, and then say, "Here, I have a present for you." And the person opens it up, and go, "Oh!" Right. So I decided I was going to do this to my second grade teacher. So somehow I managed to be at the end of the line when we went out to the playground for recess. And I very quietly put a package on her desk, but not before signing my name on the paper that wrapped it up. I was pretty innocent, right? So I went out on the playground. I was so excited. I was hoping she would unwrap it in front of the class, and then I would have a lot of giggles. Well, she didn't. She must have come back in early and opened it, and I didn't see her open it. But when I came into the room, she looked at me. She said, "Bonnie, did you leave a present on my desk?" And I'm just so excited. Now, keep in mind that in today's educational world, students have been suspended for bringing Lego 2-inch toy guns to school. A friend's daughter was suspended in kindergarten for bringing a butter knife in with her lunch to spread something on bread. My teacher shook her head up and down and smiled. And that was enough for me. I was guilty.